How do you feel?
You owe money to a bank because you bought your house or whatever. What do you feel? You don't feel good. This fellow is the opposite. When the people borrow from him, they're not worried about it because they know him. Yes.
When his back is warm at the sun of the Arabs, what does he care for the mustache of Abu Lahab? When he has a covenant, an alliance with the rain cloud, how should he grudge water to the water carrier? How should the magicians who were acquainted with God's hand bestow hands and feet upon these hands and feet? The fox that is backed by those lions will break the skulls of the leopards with his fist.
See, the exaggeration came to the point that a fox could beat the lion. To imagine the unbelievable, unimaginable. This was just opening. Now we have a long paragraph. 2, 4, 6 pages. About what? Not a story, no. Apprentices. Now stop, because this story goes on and on and on a long time. Because really explaining what he wants to say takes a lot. He wants to say that don't put your hope in the animals. Do you remember what he was talking about? That there are people that you shouldn't join because they are not correct and you're wasting your time and energy and everything, right? Now here he talks about that connecting to the people, to say that the people who say you should connect, we are talking about the spirituality, that character we are talking about, not physical human being, which could be an animal, period. Yes?
How Jafar, may God be pleased with him, advanced alone to capture a fortress, and how the king of the fortress consulted as to the means of repelling him, and how the vizier said to the king, "Beware, surrender, and do not be so foolhardy as to hurl yourself upon him. For this man is aided and possesses in his soul a great collectedness from God."
You see? Did you listen? What was it? He wants to talk about beyond the logic here. Logically, somebody came, attacked your home, and your vizier, your right hand, will advise you what? Defend yourself, blah, blah, blah. You say, surrender. This is a lonely man, but that's the stuff that we are talking about. But he is a gifted fellow. This is one of the main questions in spirituality. Real subject is this, that there are some exceptional people who are given exceptional power. They have something, they are exceptional. And that's what we are talking about. These are the people that we are looking for, the exceptions, not the rules. Yes?
When Jafar advanced against a certain fortress, the fortress to his dry palate, a single gulp. Riding along, he charged up to the fortress so that they locked the fortress gate in dread. No one dared to meet him in battle. What stomach has the ship's crews with the Leviathan? The king turned to his vizier, saying, "What is to be done in this crisis, counselor?" He replied, "That you should bid for farewell to pride and cunning, and come to him with sword and shroud." "Why," said the king, "is he not a single man alone?" He replied, "Do not look with contempt on the man's loneliness."
Are you listening? First of all, it was not translated correctly. The poetic part of it was at the end that don't look at them, don't look down in the uniqueness of the people, Fabdi. It's both loneliness and soul and uniqueness. All of it together is in one word. What is he talking about? A bizarre story. You have a palace, whatever, and you are the king. One man on a horse had attacked, and he asked the vizier, "What shall we do?" And the vizier will say, "Surrender, go to him with the last dress that you could have and the sword, and surrender. Because don't look at the loneliness of that fellow. He has some magical power." Right? Yes.
"Open your eye. Look well at the fortress. It is trembling before him like quicksilver. He sits on the saddle. His nerve is just as unshaken as if an east and west were accompanying him."
Yeah.
"Several men rushed forward like Phidias and flung themselves into combat with them. He felled each of them with the blow of his mace headlong at the feet of his steed. God's action had bestowed on him such collectedness that he was attacking a people single-handedly."
That word collectiveness, what does that mean? Because collectiveness here in Persian Arabic language is a little bit more than collective. When they say jam'iyat, means, yes, collectiveness, bringing everything together. But when I'm not thinking correctly, what's going on over there? All the imaginations will go here and there and there, so everything is wasted and nothing comes together. When I am collected, all my thought will come together, so I'm full, I'm complete, I act differently. Yes?
When my eye beheld the face of that emperor, plurality vanished from my sight. The stars are many, though the sun is one. On his appearance...
Did you notice the exaggeration? That when I looked at him, the numbers, the difference between the different numbers vanished from my mind. That uniqueness I'm talking about. Yes?
The stars are many, though the sun is one. On his appearance, their foundation is demolished. If 1,000 mice put forth their heads, the cat feels no fear or apprehension of danger. How should mice advance, O oh such and such, they have no collectiveness in their souls.
Ah, that collectiveness, that coming together, that uniqueness, that not being splashed, things like that, yes?
The collectiveness in outward forms is a vain thing. Listen, beg from the Creator collectiveness of spirit. Collectiveness is not the result of bodily multitude. Know that body, like name, is built on air. If there were any collectiveness in the heart of the mouse, a number of mice would be collected by a feeling of indignation.
Okay, you're listening. He's talking about the mice and the cat and stuff simple like that. To say what? To explain that collectiveness. What does that mean, collectiveness? Yes, it means that you are not mixed up. Your brain is organized. But it's more than that. Because we're talking about collective. What is the collective stuff you understand? Human being. We are collected. Do you remember? With language. We are so connected that we all are thinking in the language. Same. That's how we understand each other. So if we come together, we will be that stuff that I'm always talking about, it, the culture. What is put in me, which is really in we. That collectiveness is the stuff that he wants to explain. Yes?
And rushing up like assassins, they would throw themselves on a cat without any respite. One would tear out her eyes in conflict, while another would rip her ears with its teeth, and another make a hole in her side. There would be no way of escape for her from the united party.
This is what we are doing unto. Aren't we doing this or not? Read it again.
And rushing up like assassins, they would throw themselves on a cat without any respite.
Huh? Okay, it's talking about the mice and the cat. But we are talking about humanity, culture, right? If we come together, we do this stuff which is so complicated because everybody will do a little bit of it, then a little bit of it. Isn't this what we are doing with the science? How did we discover all this that we know? One person discovered this, one person. This is it. So think about the spirituality of the human being. That's the force that we are talking about. That's the subject. Yes.
But the soul of the mouse has no collectiveness. At the cry of a cat, its wits fly out of its soul.
Yeah. Because there is not that collectiveness in the mice's, even they are. If there are thousands of them and one cat, they cannot do anything because of fear. Yes?
The mouse is paralyzed by the wily cat. If the numbers of the mouse amounted to 100,000, what cares the butcher for the numerous flocks? How can abundance of consciousness prevent slumber? He is the Lord of the kingdom. He gives collectiveness to the lion so that he springs on the herd of wild asses. 100,000 sacks.